In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the second Sunday of the blessed month of Kiyak. And the reading of today, as we are all aware, is the annunciation with the coming of the Messiah and the incarnation of the Son of God. And Saint Mary, after she received the good news and she submitted to the will of God, then we hear her when she went to visit Elizabeth saying, "My soul magnifies the Lord." And this is something that not only we see in her, but also something we learn how to do it with her. So how can we all participate in this, magnifying the Lord? This is the purpose of our existence. We are here in order to magnify God. In multiple ways, I will talk quickly about seven ways by which we all can magnify the Lord with Saint Mary. The first one is to obey Him. Saint Mary had the choice to say, "No, I cannot afford it." She could have said that, "This is too much for me. How am I going to handle this kind of news when I bring it to Joseph the carpenter? What am I going to say to justify what happened with me?" But she accepted this. "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And because of her acceptance and obedience, then we today are magnifying God because of the mystery of the incarnation. So some simple act of submitting to God just made God to be magnified. The man born blind, as we hear his story in John chapter 9, when he accepted and obeyed to go and wash his eyes and he came back seeing, if the man kept arguing with the Lord saying, "How this is going to happen? Why you don't heal me with just a word? Why you are putting clay in my eyes?" If he could go on and on with this, the miracle would never happen. And people would not magnify God because the man wouldn't accept to obey. Saint Peter, obeying the Lord, casting his net in the deep against what he learned. He is a professional fisherman and he knows that if he wants to get fish, he has to be near the seashore. He went against what he learned. He obeyed and God was magnified and glorified and everybody saw the miracle. So the first and the quickest actually way is to magnify God, is to obey Him, allowing Him to work in us and through us. The second way is to praise Him. Again, this is something the church is teaching us to do. We come every Saturday in Kiyak and every Saturday actually for the midnight praises to praise Him as St. Mary did. She praised God in her famous song that we will hear next week in the reading of the third Sunday of Kiyak. She praised Him for His deeds, attributes, and justice. "He has regarded the lowly state of His maidservant, and holy is His name. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent away empty." Remembering what He did, not only praising Him for His acts in the nature or creation or with mankind, but also for what He did with every one of us personally, we tend to forget. We forget what He did with every one of us to bring us to this day and hour. This is again something that when we come to the church, remembering what He did, praising Him, we magnify His holy name. The third way is reflecting His light. The Lord Christ Himself said to us this, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Nothing actually would bring more glory to God than a true Christian person living up to His morals or principles in Christ. One of the middle school boys 2 weeks ago said, "Abuna, we were here in the Banera Bread next to the church, and the manager kicked all of us out." What a representation of the church. Of course, the manager is not going to say, "I kicked maybe so and so and so." He does not know their names, but he knows that they belong to this church. So his impression will be, those kids in this church are not well raised. This is sad. We come here and talk and preach, and then what? We go outside and do what? So remember this. Wherever you are not only representing yourself, you represent your church and your faith and your Christ. You can bring glory to His name, and also you can bring some kind of, I don't know, say, bad reputation. Reflecting His light is a way to magnify God. People will see our good works and glorify Him, His holy name. The fourth way to glorify and magnify His name is the new life in Christ. When people witness a change, that's a genuine one. Not something that we bought a facade, something that outwardly, a true change from inside. People see this new life and magnify God. This is what St. Paul told us when he changed it from Saul to Paul. But they were hearing only, he who formerly persecuted us now preaches the faith which he once tried to destroy, and they glorified God in me because they witnessed a change. Again, this kind of new life. A person who maybe was known to be living a life that's reckless, not considerate. Now all of a sudden he is loving and he is kind and he take care of himself well and people around him. A people who was known before that he holds grudge, very difficult for him to forgive. All of a sudden, because of his new life in Christ, he's showing that forgiveness and mercy and letting go. And people look at this and magnify God who can do this in men. If we keep on repeating the same pattern of an old man, this actually says that maybe Christ is not living in us. He cannot change us. The fifth way to magnify his name is the life of service. We see people that we know them as servants. We do not know whom truly they were before. Many of those people that we regard highly, Pope Shenouda and Pope Krollos, and all of those very well-known people to us, we magnify God through their service. We do not know Nazir Gaid. This is the name of Pope Shenouda before he became a monk. How he lived, what is exactly in his life for himself. We do not know this. What we know is that he gave everything about him as a person in order to serve God. The same applies also to Saint Mary. Saint Paul says, have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. He cancels himself entirely in order for Christ to use him in the ministry. And through him, we magnify God. Witnessing to others. Look here, the psalmist said, what shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? How can I serve? How can I magnify his name? I take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. You don't have to be consecrated in order for you to magnify God through your service. Just having this kind of big heart that you care about people, you love them genuinely. This is something that maybe, again, we all can do to live a life of service. In our homes, how we perceive people living with us, are they subject to our service and love and care, and we sacrifice for them, or I am just always demanding what is for me? People have to serve me, take care of my feelings, etc., etc. A life of service brings glory to God's name. The sixth way is giving thanks in tribulations. Look at the prayer of Tobit when he lost his eyesight and was struggling in order to keep even his family running with no income. This man went and prayed this prayer. You are just, O Lord, and all your deeds are just. All your ways are merciful and true. You are the judge of the world. Justifying God in his tribulation, giving thanks to him. This is a scene that every one of us, we get touched with it. We know in our lives, people, friends, people come to the church who are struggling much, much more than us. When we see them coming, giving thanks, and they do not complain or maybe accusing God of being unjust, we magnify God who did this to this person, and we learn from him or her, and we try to imitate this example. When we give thanks in tribulation, we declare trust in God, accepting his will against our own understanding and comfort. I trust him more I trust even my judgment. Even though I am suffering, I do not know why. In my mind, I don't think of something in particular I did. But at the end of the day, God is good. And whatever he is doing is something that should be glorified. And by doing this, not only we magnify God, but people around us, when they see us in this status, they give thanks to him and also magnify him with us. The last thing is in putting him above everyone and everything else. This is how we magnify him in our own lives. Look at Abraham. ask it to give Isaac as a sacrifice. What an amazing act of putting God first above even his love for his only son. The giving of the widow. She trusted God. She gave the two mites, the only thing she has. She gave this. And by doing this, declaring trust, God will take care of me. The martyrs. We look at the martyrs of Libya. We magnify God who those people they put above their own lives and even above their own families. Those people went to Libya to work in a very hostile environment, doing this just to provide for their families. All of a sudden, families that was so important for them come next to God as a priority. Look at this and compare it to where we put God in our own like priorities. We can easily giving up fasting just because we have a Christmas dinner with our colleagues or in school and there is non-fasting food. And we feel like it's okay. I can break the fast for one day and not a big deal. If I cannot sacrifice a non-fasting meal, how can I say I put God first in anything? How God will be magnified in my life truly if I just yield to any kind of temptation or any kind of desire that's worldly? Many, many ways for us, if we want truly and we are considering how to magnify God and say with St. Mary the same prayer, we can do with her and we can do other things as we just mentioned. Let me say them again. We can magnify the Lord with St. Mary by obeying Him, praising Him, reflecting His light, the new life in Christ that we live and lead, the life of service, giving thanks in tribulations, and in putting Him above everyone and everything else. To Him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.